Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016, bringing you the latest from the largest conference on technology and disabilities in the world. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
I am with James McCarthy, the president of HIMSS, here on the show floor at CSUN 2016, and James is going to talk to us about CCTVs, particularly the brand new GoVision product. James, how are you?
Oh, gosh. We're interviewing toward the end of CSUN, so I apologize for my voice. It's been a great CSUN for us. It always is whenever you have new products to launch. So the GoVision has been very well received. Actually, I had a presentation also this morning that will be on a podcast. We also have a couple of other desktop video magnifiers that we can announce to you as well.
You are a busy guy, and we will talk about those. But let's start with the GoVision, which I think you previewed at ATIA, and is it available for sale now?
That is absolutely correct. We introduced it, launched it at ATIA. The first customer shipments begin next week, the week of March 28th.
So give people an idea of what this product is, just in general, where it fits in the CCTV product pantheon, as it were.
Well, we named it GoVision because it's a transportable. It's a transportable 24-inch LCD, reading, writing, distance viewing, self-view, and OCR text-to-speech video magnifier. Thus the name GoVision for its transportability. So it really is a multi-function video magnifier.
And it is a transportable or a portable? What is the size and weight of this guy here?
We put it in the transportable category. It's a 24-inch monitor, but the weight is only 16 pounds. And it's very well balanced when you carry it. The arm it's a camera on an arm connected to a 24-inch LCD monitor, all one piece, except we do have a wired remote control, and that's how you control it. But the arm swings back behind the monitor, parallel to the monitor, but we actually periscope the arm down behind the monitor onto a carrying handle, and that's how you carry it.
It's really low profile. It's not like some of their large CCTV monitors where it's standing up, the monitor is standing up high above on a platform. This is like really a low profile unit, just so people can get a sense of what it looks like.
That's correct. There are some of the other models on the market. The camera sits up a lot higher. We chose to try to design this with some ergonomics in mind as far as the user's viewing position when they're sitting on a normal height chair, normal height table. We picked the average desk height of an office desk. So they're looking pretty much in the middle of the screen. And we didn't mount our camera up very high. We were able to find a camera and a lens that would only be about 20 inches. So somewhere it's around 18 to 20 inches when it's in its reading position. And you're right, a lot of the other products that have come in on the market in this category over the last couple of years since this category became available, they do sit up higher. And the GoVision weighing 16 pounds is either the lightest or one of the two lightest on the market.
And you don't have an XY table as a standard piece, but you can get that if somebody wants it, right?
That is correct. In fact, the XY table is not yet available. It will be available in mid-May. It's a half-size table. The platform does slide in both the X and the Y direction, so the table doesn't roll on your desk. The actual platform slides. We also have one other accessory, which is for carrying. We have the GoVision roller case. So it's a case with wheels. You just pack the GoVision down, just put it gently into the case. The stand is down flat on the case, so when you take it out of the case, you just lift it right up and put it on your table, already assembled. And the case will actually hold the XY table. There's another pocket for some papers or a binder, and then you zip it up, pull up the handle, and stroll it away.
So you have one camera for the distance reading and self-view modes, right? And it just flips in order to switch modes for folks?
That is correct. In fact, it even tells you the GoVision has a voice guide. So every...
Let's have it talk to us a little bit.
Well, let's do that. Let me just go ahead and change the magnification first, and you'll hear it. Let me try to turn the volume up since we're in the exhibit hall.
Volume 16.
Okay.
And we'll zoom it up a bit.
Zoom 33. Zoom 34.
You're working on the wired remote, just to let people know.
That's correct. I'm pressing the plus button to increase the size. I press the minus button to decrease the size.
Zoom 25.
And we can also change the image.
Black on white. White on black. Grayscale. Yellow on black. Yellow on blue. Green on black. Natural color.
We actually have a variety of colors that you can set from a palette of 56. You choose the text and background colors you want. That's done from a menu. So we do have the GoVision menu. There's a basic menu and an advanced menu. Basically, we have all of the expected functions of a video magnifier. Then on the remote control, that's the first two rows of controls. We then have the navigation buttons in the middle. That's how we would change our volume or our speech rate. That's how we would navigate the menu. So our navigation controls. And at the bottom, there's one row of buttons that will do our image capture, our OCR, and our file explorer. So everybody probably understands image capture.
Sure.
What you see, you press a button, it captures the image. We can save it onto a USB drive. There's a USB port in the back of the monitor. We have a smart view, smart box. Call it the GoVision smart box. And that's where you would save your document, is to a USB drive that you would put into the USB port. Same thing with our OCR. It will also save the image. You choose to save it or not. It does not save automatically. And then we have our file explorer that we could actually press. It accesses the files on the USB drive, and it can open up your text files or your doc files, Word files. It can open up images. It'll open up videos. So it's not a computer, but it can sure open up files for you.
So you can show videos on the monitor.
Absolutely. So if you have a video on your iPhone, let's say, or on your Android phone or tablet, instead of looking at it on your small iPhone screen or on your iPad mini screen, you can see it on your GoVision 24-inch screen.
Okay. And I think I remember at ATIA there's some sort of connectivity with iPhone.
Yeah, we also have an HDMI port on our GoVision smart box, so the HDMI cable comes with it. So all you need is to get the proper adapter from an HDI to the type of USB on your smartphone or tablet. Connect your smartphone or tablet up. Once you turn your smartphone or tablet on, you just press three keys, the second row of our video magnifier buttons, which are your image, your contrast, and your line marker windows button. Press those three buttons simultaneously, and the screen will switch over from the GoVision camera to the smartphone or tablet screen. And now you're seeing your smartphone or tablet image on the GoVision 24-inch monitor. You still need to manipulate the image, pinch and spread to make it larger or smaller, swipe to move it from one image to another if you're in your photos folder, or to find an email. So you still use the controls on your smartphone or your touchpad screen.
What is the pricing for the GoVision?
GoVision, the retail price is $2,795. There's actually a sale going on right now through the end of March. However, because CSUN took place, we're going to extend that through the end of April. That special price, it's an introductory price, $2,595. The price for the GoVision roller case optional accessory is $199. The price for the XY table is currently set at $295, but when it first comes out, we will be discounting it. So the price will be closer to the $200 to $250 range.
Let's move from the GoVision to something else that you guys are doing at HIMSS. You are reselling another company's CCTV. Why don't you tell me about that?
Well, actually, HIMSS signed a co-branding partnership with Reinecker Vision of Germany. Reinecker has been a designer and manufacturer of video magnifiers going back to 1971. Our history is that the first three companies in the United States were all started in Los Angeles in 1970 and 71, and the first companies in Europe started about the same time. So Reinecker probably is the number two company in Europe to start making video magnifiers for the visually impaired. So we made this relationship with Reinecker, and we're co-branding, which means both our HIMS name and Reinecker's name is on the product. We've taken this line on because I've known the Reinecker family for many years, and we've always wanted to work together. So HIMS has decided we're going to expand our product line in low vision, and we've also made a decision that we may, on a very selective basis, decide to distribute products that are made by other companies. But usually we're going to do this on what's called an OEM basis, that the product will either carry the HIMS brand name only, or it will be a co-branding, which it carries our HIMS brand name and the manufacturer's brand name. So we're starting with the distribution of our HIMS powered by Reinecker line of desktop video magnifiers.
And you have two units so far. Tell me about those products.
Yes, we have the Mezzo Vario and we have the Veo Vario. Mezzo Vario is a compact desktop video magnifier. So it's a desktop. It does not have the distance viewing and the self view or the OCR text-to-speech like GoVision does. It's a traditional desktop video magnifier. Two models, a 16-inch model and a 19-inch model. They both sell for the same price, $2,995. But they can actually fold and compact to a rather slim size. The 16-inch model weighs 11.7 pounds. The 19-inch model weighs a mere 13.7 pounds. And the image quality of the Reinekers are very good. I would say it's one of the two or three best images on the market worldwide today as far as low-vision video magnifiers go.
But those are full HD cameras?
Oh, it's full HD, 1080p. In fact, they've designed it for a specification of what they call LVHD, which is low-vision HD. And these units also... The Veo comes with an XY table because it's intended to be stationary, desktop. The Mezzo is intended to be a compact, transportable desktop. So it does not come with an XY table, but should you want one, it is available. And the Reinecker XY tables are also very smooth gliding. So they have good quality XY sliding tables as well.
Are the co-branded products currently available from HIMS, or when will that be the case?
We'll get stock in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
But currently, we have a limited stock.
And you say that this is potentially the first of more co-branding, either with other companies or additional Reinecker products.
Absolutely. HIMS Inc., now, this is not being distributed by HIMS worldwide, for those in the international audience. It's being distributed in the United States and Canada by HIMS Inc., and other products definitely will be. There have been other manufacturers that we've had meetings with here. Either I've approached them or they have approached us. Now that they know that HIMS Inc. is open-minded to distributing products to round off our product line.
Great. Well, what else do we need to know about what's going on with HIMS and low vision, James?
Oh, gosh. We have another new product coming out, slated for Q4 this year. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to talk about
okay.
it. I've only seen specifications on a piece of paper, but I'm assured that the timeline on the new product is such that we will probably make an announcement either at the end of the year for the holiday season, or we may choose to make the announcement at ATIA 2017.
And this is something you're developing rather than another co-brand?
That's true. That will be a HIMS designed and manufactured product.
So lots to look forward to from HIMS and Low Vision. Thank you so much, James, for your time. I really appreciate your being on Blind Bargains today.
Thank you so much, and thank you to the audience of people who are blind and low vision, and those who are sighted who follow Blind Bargains. And we appreciate all of you taking an interest in our products.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.